is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 23rd of September, 2011. It's the birthday of the blogger Anna Marie Cox, born in Puerto Rico in 1974, the founding editor of Wonkette, a blog about Washington politics, who left the site, she did, in 2006 on publication of her novel Dog Days, the story of a woman who founded a blog about Washington politics. It's the birthday of the poet Yaroslav Seifert, the only Czech to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature, born in a suburb of Prague in 1901, came from a working-class family, became a journalist and a poet, was a devoted communist when the party first formed after World War I, but as a poet, he represented the poetist movement, which believed that art had no function other than art itself. He objected to the Bolshevik sympathies of the Communist Party in Czechoslovakia, for which he was expelled from the Communist Party. And 2 years later, 1950, a collection of his poems expressing his disillusionment with communism was censured. He survived the Nazi occupation, the Stalinist regime, communist oppression, continued writing and collecting cactus plants until he died in 1986. It's the birthday of the author of The Scarlet Pimpernel, the Baroness Emushka Orczy, born at her family's estate in Hungary, 1865, part of the landed nobility, a novel about a swashbuckling Englishman, Sir Percy Blakeney, who helped his aristocratic brethren in France escape during the French Revolution. It's the birthday of the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus, born in 63 BC, the great nephew of Julius Caesar, who became Caesar's heir upon his assassination. Augustus, widely respected during his reign, he did good works. He started the first police and firefighting services. He distributed funds for soldiers and veterans, restored temples of Roman deities. The month of August is named in his honor. And it's the birthday of the Mongol Emperor Kublai Khan, born somewhere in Mongolia in 1215, who ruled over most of modern-day Mongolia and China. Marco Polo met Kublai Khan when he traveled from Venice to Mongolia and stayed 17 years there, learned the language, served in Kublai Khan's administration. And from Marco Polo's accounts, we know that Kublai Khan fathered 22 sons by his four wives and 25 sons with other women, and presumably many daughters as well. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, Unveiling. In the cemetery, a mile away from where we used to live, my aunts and mother, my father and uncles lie in two long rows, almost the way they used to sit around the long planked table at family dinners. And walking beside the graves today, down one straight path and up the next, I don't feel sad exactly, just left out a bit, as if they kept from me the kind of grown-up secret they used to share back then, something I'm not quite ready yet to learn. Linda Paston's poem Unveiling from Carnival Evening, New and Selected Poems, 1968 to 1998, published by W.W. Norton and Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Heather McPherson. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.